AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Authorities in northern Mexico expect the death toll from a massive explosion at an open-air fireworks market to go higher during the coming hours. At the moment, the casualty count stands at 26 dead and 70 injured. AP correspondent Peter Orsi reports the market was crowded with people buying fireworks for the holidays.
This is very much open to the public. And in fact, a lot of people come from the capital and the surrounding suburbs to this market to buy fireworks and rockets in order to celebrate the holidays, Christmas and New Year's.
For people who survived today's series of earth-shaking explosions, it must have felt like the world was coming to an end. The suspect in last night's terrorist attack on a Berlin Christmas market is still at large tonight. New York City has stepped up security at its Christmas markets, but there are no threats to outdoor markets. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Kentucky Educational Television today there's no need for a special committee to investigate Russian interference in the recent U.S. election.
It's a serious issue, but it doesn't require a select committee. I mean, we have a Senate Intelligence Committee and a House Intelligence Committee run by knowledgeable, responsible people.
The Israeli ambassador to the U.S. is urging the incoming Trump administration to move the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Trump and his nominee for U.S. ambassador to Israel have pledged to move the embassy, but previous Republican presidents have made that promise without following through. Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer says it would be a great step forward for peace. He told a Hanukkah reception at the Israeli embassy in Washington that it would send a strong message against delegitimization of Israel. The U.S. and nearly every other country have their embassies in Tel Aviv. Israel considers Jerusalem its capital, but Palestinians claim part of Jerusalem is the capital for a future Palestinian state. Steve Coleman, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. A Vietnam War exhibit opened today at the Pentagon. Former Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, who was wounded twice and wears two Purple Hearts for combat in Vietnam, says the exhibit salutes those who served in Southeast Asia.
This exhibit really truly represents the service of a generation of citizens who were asked to do something for their country at a difficult time.
But Hagel says citizen soldiers served in Vietnam with pride and valor.
These men and women who didn't have anything to do with the policy that put us in Vietnam, but they served this country. And they served it as honorably as any generation in the history of this country has served it.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the Vietnam exhibit offers visitors much to see and experience. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.